We'll enjoy a fair amount of sunshine with a warm-up going on across the region this afternoon. A southeasterly breeze at times between 10 and 20 miles per hour will push temperatures into the lower 80s on average. That southeasterly wind will also bring in some moisture in the form of cloud cover, which will eventually increase and thicken during the day. Although the best chance of showers will remain north toward the Canadian border and west toward central New York during the daylight period. After dark tonight, though, showers will increase to the east, and even thunderstorms are possible during the overnight period, with temperatures dipping back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. In areas that do see rain, areas of fog will develop by sunrise. During the day on Friday, morning showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, will give way to partly sunny skies as the front producing this weather moves through the region. Behind the front, skies will be partly sunny in the afternoon, and temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 70s. With a little bit of energy still coming through during Friday afternoon, we run the risk of a passing shower. We'll start a better drying trend on Friday night, which will last through the day on Saturday as high pressure builds in. We'll have a mix of sun and cloud Saturday afternoon with low humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s. The next and more potent system will head our way for the end of the weekend. Right now, Sunday looks rather unsettled with cloudy skies and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs staying in the 70s. A cool pool of air aloft will keep the weather a bit unsettled into the early part of next week with a chance of showers and even some thunderstorms for the period Monday through Wednesday. It'll be a cooler period as well with highs staying in the lower to middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of the lower Great Lakes, upper Ohio Valley, and Appalachian region. Dry weather will allow for at least modest destabilization ahead of a cold front in the east. In the presence of relatively weak mid-level inhibition, considerable thunderstorm development appears possible by mid-afternoon, particularly where aided by orographic forcing along the higher terrain. Convective development is then expected to persist and increase in coverage through the remainder of the afternoon and early evening. Although deep-layer wind fields and shear will be mostly weak, and instability not particularly strong, the environment may still be conducive to strong thunderstorms capable of producing damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, flash flood watches remain in place for a large part of central and eastern Texas. Additional thunderstorms will only compound the existing flooding problems into tonight. And the National Hurricane Center continues to monitor post-tropical cyclone Bonnie. The center of Bonnie is located 14 miles south of Hatteras, North Carolina. The maximum winds are at 20 miles per hour, but rainfall continues to be a risk. Additional rainfall totals of 1 to 2 inches with isolated amounts of 4 inches are possible across eastern North Carolina through today. These rains will continue to enhance the threat for flash flooding, particularly in regions which are already saturated from previous heavy rainfall. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Old Faithful Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 94, set in 1895, and the record low, 39, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late today and highs in the lower 80s. mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers and a thunderstorm possible, then partly sunny. A late-day passing shower with highs in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday, mid-70s. And scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.